Boys, we're up to Siman Nun Gimel. We're going to see if you test shortly. When we started, I need to recap a little bit from one line over here, from the word any, from the word Afilu Yochid. I'm going to go from there, but before we do so, I must share with you a story that I just heard from a reliable source. Please allow me to share with you an unbelievable story, which I heard from a reliable source. The story from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. It's just a very powerful story. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he was in Lublin, which was before he moved to America, went to Manhattan, became Rosh Yeshiva of Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, which was the yeshiva that he had for many years, and became the God Adon in America. Before that, prior to his move to America, when he was in Lublin, he was a rav of a keila, and he was a person who was constantly making tzoros to the Fum Yidden. It was a person that was a yid, but at all times he was causing tzoros to the Yidden. In any way or another, I don't know if it was the communist yet, I didn't quite get who he was. But he was, as we say, Velamal Chinimalti Sikva, and he was one of the people that kept on constantly nagging the Yidden and the Kehila and the Rav, Rav Moshe. However, he was really a person that caused great agony to the Yidden. At one point he became very ill, and he was about to be Nifta. And just before he was Nifta, he called upon the Chevah Kedisha to come towards him, and they came. And literally before he was Nifta, the day prior to his Ptira, he had the Chevah Kedisha, and he said he feels terrible, he wants to do tshuva for what all he has done. He's realized he's done gewaltige, terrible, terrible things for Klal Yisrael, and he wants therefore to ask that when he's going to be buried, he wants to be buried in a non-regular way, he wants to be buried in a standing way, which the Shulchan Aruch obviously says that you're not allowed to do that, as a kapora, not horizontal, but vertical, as a kapora, it's a derech bizoyin, it's a disrespectful way of burying, and Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do that, but as a kapora for his bad actions he has done for so many years, that's what he wants to do. And shortly after, he was Nifta. That was his bakasha, which seemed to be a very genuine bakasha to get the tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question. He says, we don't know what to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not really meant to do it. But on the other hand, he really wants to have that kapora. He wants to have that kapora. He wants to earn his olam haba by doing this action of kapora. And he really feels that he wants. And Rav Moshe Feinstein straight away answered, and he replied, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And the reason was, Shulchan Aruch says, you know how to do it. Don't do it. You think you've got a cheshbon, you think you've got he wants to do his kapora, it's not for us to decide. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do it, don't do it. Shulchan Aruch says you don't bury somebody derech bizoyin. The next day, they didn't quite understand Rav Moshe's psak, because naturally a person feels, how would you have paskened? Naturally a person wants to be enabled somebody to have tshuva. The next day, but they followed Rav Moshe's psak and they buried him the regular way. The next day, the police came, the police or the soldiers, it doesn't make a difference exactly, it was the authorities showed up, and they went straight to that cave, and they buried it open. And they were all shocked, and they saw that he was buried in a, and they were all shocked, they were completely shocked. And then the Chevah Kedisha was there, and they checked, what's going on over here? And I said, is that really the person was Nifta? I said, yeah. And he said, is he really buried like that? And they looked, and they took out a paper from their pocket, and the paper said over there that it was a letter written by this Rosha. He had the day prior, before he was Nifta, he had written a letter, and he said, you see how bad the Yidden are? They are so bad. You see, because of all what I've done, they're burying me in a disrespectful way. That's how, and please, because take that into consideration, and punish them accordingly, and cause continued sorrows to them because of the way they buried me. And from here we see it's unbelievable, nicely, because the power of this story is, I think the power of this story, of course they didn't do anything because they realized that, and the power that I think that there's a gewaltig inspiration in this story. There's a gewaltig inspiration. There's a gewaltig chizik in this story, because we often encounter, when we encounter halacha, we do this on a day to day basis. We encounter halacha and we see what's black and white. What's black and white we see, but we always have the netiyah. We always have a bit of to make cheshbonis, what we call a cheshbonis Hashem Shemaim. Cheshbonis, we've got, this person will be, the cheshbon would have been very, we want to enable him to do tshuva, for Olam Haba, we want to enable him to do tshuva. But ultimately, it's against what the Shulchan Aruch says. If it's against what the Shulchan Aruch says, you just don't do it, and finished. The Bnei Shem is going to sort us out. They leave it in Rebbe Hashem's hand. It's a gewaltige source of inspiration, because we know, there's Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, and we just have to stick to it, and all the cheshbonis, we leave out. It's not for us to do. I just want to share this. It was a story, a new story for me today, and I just felt I'm going to share it with you before we continue. Fine, so let us see talk about the Rebbeinu Shem wants from us. Let us talk a see. So we learned in Sif Yutes, the first line of Sif Yutes is one aloch, and then we continue. Afilu yochid yochoy le'akev, even an individual. Let me just start from the first few words, although we are focused on that already. Yesh moedin geir melioi shliach tzibur. A geir wants to be a chazan. We're allowed to tell him not to be a shliach tzibur. V'nitchu divrein, but we don't pass like that. And yes, a geir is allowed to be a shliach tzibur. We spoke about that in Mishneh Berurah. Now, the next aloch we touched on as well, but I want to go into greater detail, Be'ezer Hashem. Afilu yochid, even an individual. Yochoy le'akev eloima, an individual that is allowed to say, you see, Mr. So-and-so, you're allowed to say, Rabbi Sai, this Yid over here, I don't want him to be my chazen. I don't want him to be a shliach tzibur for me. He doesn't represent me. Maybe represents you, maybe represents you, but he can't be a chazen on my behalf. A person is allowed to do that. Im loy, unless shkvahiskim olav mitchila. Unless it was agreed initially. So, if it was agreed initially, that he's the chazan, and you were quiet, and you didn't make a fuss, and he took the shtender, he took the omelet, and he started. Then you can stand on your head. Nothing will turn it. You know he's going to be the chazan. That's it. However, if this was no consensus that he's going to be the chazan, there was no consensus. He just took the omelet, or somebody asked him to take the omelet, and he just came to omelet, and suddenly he said, "You're allowed to say yes. You're allowed to say I don't want him to be a chazan. Yes, you're allowed to. You're allowed to." You're allowed to say he's not the chazan, and that's it. Having said that, I must emphasize we're talking about chazan kavua, not remember we spoke about established chazan, regular chazan, and the non-established chazan. So we're talking about chazan kavua. That's what we're talking about. You're allowed to say no, I don't want him to be my chazan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'dafka, however, the Ramah qualifies this to a very important addition. You can't just say, no, I don't like his glasses. And I don't like the way, you can't be, if you just come and you say that, I don't like him, that's not good enough reason. It needs to be tam hogun, a proper reason, al pi, according to toive or ear. To toive ear, this is what we call nowadays, wardens, is that what they're called? The toive is the president of the kehila, the representatives of the community, important people, that are often voted, but not necessarily voted in. The toive, if they say, you know what, the point that this gentleman is making is a good point, is a valid point, he let him not be chad. If the point that he's making, if they agree to the point that you're mentioning, then it's fine, you're allowed to remove him from the chaznam. However, belavachi, if the reason that they're saying is not a good reason, don't like his nose, don't like his, if it's a reason that's not an acceptable reason, the toive he'll say that's not a good reason, then you don't remove him. However, belavachi, ena yochid yochalim chos b'shliach tzibum. Vimusoinoi, an additional locha, vimusoinoi, if it's somebody that is hated, you hate him. Yochalim chos boy. You can also say, I hate him, we don't get on, I don't want him to be my chazan. you can be moicha, you can protest, koidim shiskim, before it was agreed on that he takes the omot. And then finally, mishu soinei, somebody who hates the shliach tzibur to the shliach tzibur, lo yal lesefer Torah, kshekoyra teichocho, he shouldn't be getting the aliyah, when one person is lining and a person who gets called to the Torah for Techocha, those two people hate each other. The whole shul knows they're not on talking times. He's facing that way when he's lining, and the other one makes the bracha facing the other way. It's not acceptable. So you don't call up. A gabba has to be a bit wiser. You have to know the politics. The gabba has to know the internal politics in shul. People don't get on. They don't call him up. It's just not. And I leave it for next week. Right, but there is some interesting halachas, Rabbi Yisrael, here, which changed the situation very much. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about nowadays, the way it works nowadays, 2015, if there is a chazan, a shul that appoints a chazan, it's not that common anymore, but a shul that appoints a chazan is a chazan kavua. He daven shachris, mincha, mairif, Shabbos, yom, the week, everything. And then you just don't like him. And you know what? You don't like him for good reason. Because last time when he, you just don't like him for good reason. Are you allowed to say, you go to the beam and you say, Rabbi Yisai, I don't accept him as my chazan. I don't want him to be that. Is that acceptable? Yes.
Do it.
Anonymous letter. Is it better if you do it anonymous letter? You say, you hang it up on the notice board. I don't want Mr. Pardon?
Speak to the people.
Good. You're saying that at the point, yes, you are allowed to make a fuss. However, it's about how you do it.
Yeah.
It's all about how you do it. Yeah.
It sounds like from your head, Simpson, that he's already got the Haskamah of the Akela.
Okay, good. So I should have maybe, you're right. Yes, I take that back. We're talking about in the. That's right. Well, as they're discussing the elections, yeah, kind of thing, yeah.
Some depends on the show because, I mean, for example, Koyaker, it's all, there's the Hanhala, and no one's going to, it's not a democracy. They never claim to be.
Okay, never claim to be a democracy, so it's different. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. I think we've got a very interesting Mishneh Berurah, Rabbi Isai. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan, Nun Aleph. Yochoy la'akev. Be'ez ha'hismanus. When he's voted in. When he's being appointed. Ve'atam. So why is that? Why is it that there is a right to push as to... Why do you have a right to push somebody off in the first instance? Why is it that your opinion matters? Why is it that your opinion matters? Why is it? Says the Mishneh Berurah, yeah, why? Good. Says the Mishneh Berurah, V'atam, the reason is as follows. Why do we care about your opinion? Shari'at tfilois, because the tfilis, b'mokrim atmidim tiknum, the tfilis are, instead of the korban tomit, v'chol Yisrael, and the entire Klal Yisrael, yishlam chelik batmidim, the korban tomit was brought on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, and you cannot bring a carbon on behalf of somebody who doesn't want. So we are finding, like, just by the carbon tomit, the carbon the Beis Hamikdash was brought on behalf of the whole klal. So similarly, also the chazan needs to be on behalf. He needs to be acting on behalf of the whole klal. You can't impose on somebody that you are a shliach tzibur. You can't impose. That's a very important Mishneh Berurah. You can't impose on somebody to be a shliach tzibur. You can't have somebody just comes and he says, Hamelech and everybody and people don't want him. You can't impose. He can't impose. You can't please all the people. Very good. Now you're very pragmatic, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah is going to say in a minute. Now I'm skipping a line or two lines in the Mishneh Berurah, and the Mishneh Berurah says here halach lemaisa nowadays. What's the right way of action nowadays? The Mishneh Berurah says ve'achshav nowadays harushus le'aviroi. The way to remove a chazan is only rak is only beyad shivas toivoyir, the seven toivoyir, the seven officials of the community. Oi, Hanivrorim, or the chosen, voted in representatives, call Mokrim, every place, Lefiat Akona, according to its own rules and regulations, according to its own committees. So he said that, you need to have order, you need to have seder, you can't just have everybody screaming, I don't want Yankel, I want Moshe, and then when Moshe comes, he said, no, I don't want him, I want his son, and then a whole, every single time, a whole, imagine what it's like, it's going to be chairs flying, and it's going to be in shul. They say, no, like that. The way it works is, it has to be through a system, whatever the system is, it has to go through the system. However, what is very interesting, what I'm seeing this Mishneh Berurah is, that a system must be in place. It can't just be random. You can't just pick, and there has to be a system in place. You have to abide to the system, you have to abide to the rules, but there must be something in place. It can't just be complete random. Hefkeres. I think it's a beautiful, very important Mishneh Berurah. Kol mokim v'mokim lefi ha'takonos, Mishneh Berurah says. There must be takonos in place. And it has to be tov ve'ir. Tov ve'ir. Yeah. So that... Pardon? That could be a system. That's the best system, of course. That's it. Absolutely. The Rav decides and that's it. Definitely.
It says tov
ve'ir. Yeah, tov ve'ir implies... That's right. Yeah, he's going to go into the discussion of Rav shortly. He's going to go into discussion of shortly, but you're right. Tovah is seems to imply that it's some sort of committee or something. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. Okay. Right. Now the Mishneh Berurah, I'm skipping in on Gimel. There's an important line there, which Mishneh Berurah, there's in a few places, see, the Mishneh Berurah it was written by the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. And we don't know it. He was trying very, very much to hide his tzitzkes. Which from the Sefer, but sometimes he can't hide his tzitzkes. Sometimes we can see that it's a tzaddik talking. It's not that common. We found in a few places, we found his bitochen when we learned Hilchus Chodesh, we found his tzitzkes when we learned Hilchus Sukkah, he says that you shouldn't delay. Do you remember that beautiful Shaitzi and you shouldn't delay waiting until Chatzos because of the Oichim. You sometimes, in here, you see this is one of the few places that you see the tzitkes of the beauty of the midas of the Heilig Chofetz Chaim. It's not that common. The Chofetz Chaim says over here in Sivkot Nun Gimel, he says, I'm skipping a few lines, I hope you're with me. Kosru achoinim shezeh adin shulchan aruch udafke b'yemeihem aval hayoim na'odesh v'avoniseinu rabim harbe machzikim b'machloikes b'li tam v'reach. He said, nowadays there is so much machloikes in Klal Yisrael, and there is no reason for it. Shloilish v'kavonosam and the intention shloilish shem shemaim. He's not for shem shemaim. Yemo yitzrichim, if you would need to lishoil, would ask lekol yochid v'ochid b'inyan aminuyim. If we were to ask every individual for every appointment, bein le'inyan minuy hashatz, whether it's about the appointment of a chazan, oy marbitz toira, or we're asking every opinion for every marbitz, every magichir, v'af based in Ba'ir, we ask everybody individual's opinion for who is going to be the rav over here, v'chol chagav, any other appointment, communal appointment, lo ye maskim le'olam, would never agree. Look what he says, it's so true. He would never get to a consensus. He would never get anywhere. If you want everybody's okay, you're never going to get anywhere. True? True, no, you'll never get anywhere. Al Kain, therefore, Hoil Chinach, Aroiv, Poire, Amas. He says, often with the majority rules, fascinating Mishneh Berurah, the name of another Gnavom, you often go according to the majority. Majority. Vafilu Psulei, Korve, Beinem, and even if there are people there who can't, who wouldn't be normally Aidim because they are Psulim, they're relatives, they're close relatives, it doesn't matter. So if you've got a very large family, I know in some cases there's very large families who seem to have all the say. And Mishneh Berurah said, that's fine in the name of the Magen Avraham. That's fine if that's they are paying the taxes, they're paying the... So fine, so it's a few families who have more power, nothing you can do about it. Majority. V'achshav, and then Mishneh Berurah here says again, Haminek, the Minek is Holchina Chashivas Toivei. Again, he goes according to the seven representatives. Oyacha Nivorim, or the chosen people, Minakov, from the community Alze, Kol Mokrim, Vimokrim, Lifimin Hogoi. Vehakoil, Shiloyabu Machloikis, yet there's a point that you can go, it can be votes, there can be representatives, there can be, there can be committees, but the main thing is not to have Machloikis. Vein Mashkichim, we do not look al Yochid. If there's one person who comes screaming, how can it be that you're appointing him as a chazan? It's completely out of question. How does he even come into question? Say, yochid, leave him alone. Let him, you know, let him, if it's yochid, and leave it to the, you know, right. Okay. So that's this point, which is a very important point. And then comes another point, which we're going to see in a few places. The Mishnah Berurah is going to mention that. And Magnavom, because of Oitan, Magnavom says another reason. Nowadays, anyway, the whole matter is quite different. The Dafke Bizmanayim, only in previous generations, Shoshtachtiba Moiti Arabi Mide Chavasam et Philosoi. The time Shulchan Aruch is still at the Chazan, was literally Moitzi the Rabbim. He was literally, there was people in the back in Shul who did not know how to daven Shmoneh Esreh. So the Shliach Tzibur was literally Moitzi them. Nowadays, it doesn't really happen anymore. It doesn't happen. So the Shliach Tzibur is of a lesser importance because you don't really need him. So anyway, nobody can really come with big tainas. They said nowadays the chazan is not so crucial, not so essential, because anyway he's not moitzias. He's saying piyutim, he's saying kaddish, he's saying bochu, but it doesn't matter that much. So fine. So if somebody doesn't agree, so tough for him. Tough luck. You know, tough luck. So that's the 2 points Mishneh Berurah made. It's very important, Mishneh Berurah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, Mishneh Berurah brings later an interesting point. And I wonder what you think about it. What's the svara? What would you say? Rabbi Yisrael, if there is an appointment, which is a 1 year appointment, this is not only true in this particular case. This is a general shaila. Somebody made an appointment, a 1 year appointment. There was a term, there was a contract, which is a 1 year contract. Can you think of an example? I mean, it could be a teaching job. Or it could be I don't know, you'd name it. I mean, it could be any, going back. After the year, it was clearly, absolutely, Rochel Bitchaktan, it was a 1 year contract. After the year, however, he continued. He carried on with that job. Whether it's a Shliach Tzibur, whether it's a Rav, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a, whatever it is, he continued, he carried on for another few days. And suddenly, after a few days, the people say, actually, you know what, we changed your mind. And the chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, the teacher, whatever it is, says, you hold on a sec, you said it was 1 year, and I passed the year now already. So if you didn't, you weren't moichid, didn't protest at the beginning, so must be I can continue now. Zai gebenched, all the best. That's it, I can continue in full force. Who is right? What do you say? Chazni is right. You had a chance to be moichen and you didn't take your chance. What do you think? You don't have to. Okay, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to pay him. What do you say?
A few days
doesn't matter. So up to a week? Month? Ooh, wow. Okay. What do you, Taina? Teaching job, 1 year contract. And you carried on another few days into the next town. So we have a fascinating Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, and I'm 3 lines from the bottom, in Tzivkot Nun Dalet, actually it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Reuven sheishliach tzibus chir shono, veishlim shono. Reuven was a shliach tzibu, paid. Veishlim shnos, and he completed the year. Veishchil ispale, and he started doubling. Yomim mispor, some days, few days. Ma'ashon achadosh from the next year. Humiktsas anoshim boy michu, and some individuals protested. Be Omram saying shekvar nishlam ashono sheiskiruhu she'enem roitzim oseod. Say we don't want him anymore. That's it. Contract finished. We don't want you anymore. Ve'ashliach tzibur tan, and the shliach tzibur claims shemeachas shekvar yischil ispalel. Since I started davening biyomim neiroim, I started davening on yomim neiroim shem yashon achadosho from the new year. Loimiano boy, and they didn't protest. They started happening a few days into the next year, which happens to be Yom Neroim. Sheliyos is chir shana miktsos kekula. I've started already. Miktsos kekula. I've started in the new year. Miktsos kekula. Some of the years, like the entire year. V'shifuloi. Mishlam posik b'tshuva. Yeah. So you have to pay me the whole year now. I'm employed for next year. Posik b'tshuvas. I think Tadinim Ashliach Tzibu. Shliach Tzibu is right. He's gone a few days into the year. Miktsosu Kekulai. That's it. Few days. Good. I was waiting for that. Yeah, I don't think so. From the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that's not the main point. The fact it was Yom Neroim. It sounds like he says Miktsosu Kekulai. He says the wording of Miktsosu Kekulai. He says the words of Mispah Yomim. So it doesn't sound like it was critical, the fact that it was Yom Neroim. That's what it sounds like.
If someone didn't tie in a bet, he wasn't there for those 2 days.
That one, that's Choshimish, but I don't know. That's an, I wouldn't know. Yes?
Obviously, it's surprising that if they have a contract, the fact that he started off the contract means that you're going according to a pre-agreed contract.
Right. Right, I don't think it is. I don't know much about Choshen Mishpat. I'm really very ignorant. But it doesn't sound like it's got to do with Chazakah. I don't know. Okay, I just think it's an interesting Ma'amokim.
Okay. If he started there, he's obviously had to turn down another job, so it's something
to
say it's damages.
It's his contract. If you turn up in someone's office,
let me hear. What's that? How does that work in English law?
In custom and practice in English employment law, that if you go over a certain period of time and do so, even though it's not contractual, you're obliged to continue. Not necessarily a few days, but I don't know how long it is.
Really, it works. Really.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds. Okay. Sounds like pretty much the same. Okay, good. So there's a few more points about the Soinei, which we'll mashlim tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about Shliach Tzibu, who is not wanted, one person doesn't want. So the first point, Mishnah Berurah says, that nowadays an individual cannot be Moicha. He has to be going through the system, whether it's Tovei Shevet, Tovei Ir, or whether it is the Nivrorim, the chosen people, committees. See, Mishnah Berurah talks about committees. And it says nowadays, that's the way it works. You can't just call, an individual comes, he says something, you just ignore him. He says that nowadays there's so much machlokes, shlo lishem shemaim, and just ignore that. And if you wait for everybody to come and everybody's opinion, you'll never hear the end of it. It has to be going through systems and the chosen people, they should decide it and leave it to them, basically. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that nowadays a Shliach Tzibur is not as critical as in previous generations because not really motzi anyone, so it is lesser importance than previous generations. And the Mishnah Berurah also speaks a case of A person has a 1 year contract and he continues after a few days, that he has got the right to after his claim that I want the full year's wage. We also mentioned briefly the idea of a soine. We'll carry on tomorrow more about that. Somebody's hated, cannot represent somebody who, two people don't get on, that's taka problem and he cannot represent him. Somebody's hated, he cannot represent, Oh, exactly, absolutely. Same aloha, exactly the same aloha. Like by Kohanim, absolutely correct, the same aloha. And we shall continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.